It's insane. We're playing Hyde Park. If it's a day like this, it'll be incredible. Actually, it'll be amazing whatever the weather is, because that's the beauty of an outside gig. Sometimes the rain actually makes shows better.
Yeah, it does.
But
yeah,
having said that, it would be amazing if it's like this.
Have you got anything you're going to say to the crowds to get them sort of going if it's raining?
Hey everyone, on this Super Sunday, I want to see you jump.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's going to get them going. That's what it's going to be. And you're actually headlining for Backstreet Boys, which are actually like, they're considered like boy band royalty.
I know, yeah. I know. We've been supported by one of the biggest boy bands in the world. It's unbelievable.
We caught a bit of their show, didn't we?
Yeah, they opened for us the other day as well, another show, and we all stood side of stage and were fangirls over them. We knew all the words to every song. Well, there's a weird, actually, within our band, like when Matt and James first met, James kind of introduced Matt to Backstreet Boys music and started writing, you know, playing songs. And then when the first day I met Danny, he didn't know any pop songs to sing for an audition. And so I taught him a Backstreet Boys song the first day we met.
Which one?
I taught you. I want.
Tell me why. Yeah. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me
okay,
why.
Okay, taught him that one. The Busted. When I auditioned for Busted, I played a Backstreet Boys song on piano for another guy who was auditioning.
Wow,
and the first song,
special.
The first song I
special.
Ever learned on piano was a Backstreet Boys song.
So you're going to tell them all this?
I've not met them yet.
Yeah, I've not met them yet either.
They're going to come across as really big fans. They'll love it.
Yeah, yeah. They must be like, who are we opening for? McBusted?
Didn't somebody mention us in an interview and they were like, McBus sounds like a sandwich.
Who's that? It's amazing. It's incredible to get, you know, we're at that stage in our career to be able to play a big show like this and be, you know, sharing the stage as, you know, bands that we grew up with, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a bit of, it's still not sunk in really that we're actually headlining this. Being here today is just proving how big it is, and I'm getting a little bit nervous, but I'm sort of keeping it, you know, under control.
Keeping
and,
cool.
Yeah, keeping my cool.
But this is an important place for us. I mean, we can almost see from the stage where we wrote most of McFly's first album, and you know, we used to stay, when we were trying to get record deals, we used to stay in the hotel on the corner there, and room on the third floor was about a hotel room on the third floor. Walking distance from the stage here, so you know, this is where a lot of McFly and Busted history was, you know, was born.
And in sort of true festival spirit, what are your sort of worst experiences of being at a festival?
I'm totally not a festival kind of guy. Yeah, I like sitting at home in my pajamas. you know, if it's a day like this, I've come here actually. I've seen McCartney and Springsteen and a few bands here at Hyde Park. Which were incredible gigs. So, you know, I already know, I kind of know what we have to live up to.
I bet you've got details.
I got a few, yeah. But I don't really get to go to many festivals. I wish I could go to more. But I'm a bit of a, I need to have a shower and I need to do, like, not eat Jaffa cakes
divas,
every morning.
Such divas.
You know, for breakfast. Like, I was having, like, a can of cider and some Jaffa cakes for breakfast. The worst breakfast in the world. But one story is I got lost from my friends. And I was really drunk and I was coming back and came back to my tent and it was full. But it was full because they were getting it on with girls and I had nowhere to sleep. So I had to sleep in the middle section of this tent on my own. Wow. So there you go, there's a little story for you.
That's a good story. So obviously I went along and I saw you play at the O2.
Oh,
is it going to be the same sort of sets or what can we, is it going to be different? Because there's a lot of Busted songs.
Well, we just thought that we... you know, the Busted songs hadn't been heard for so long, and, you know, we've been touring, you know, McFly have been touring for 10 years. And, you know, for us, part of the fun is that we are suddenly playing Busted songs, and songs that, you know, that I've written for Busted that I've never been able to perform before. So that was really good fun. And also, I think we didn't want it to be like, okay, we're McFly and Busted, so we have to play half and half. We just wanted to we are a band now, the six of us. These are all of our songs together, McFly and Busted songs. How do we make the most awesome set list?
It's like what
regardless
we would do,
of what band is who's, like what makes the best set list.
And it's exactly what we would do if we were just doing a tour. What songs have the fans not heard for a while? Oh, let's play that one, that one, that one. And that's obviously where the Busted songs came more, you know, took priority.
So is this it now? Or is it just McBusted?
We're not really making any definite plans. I think we just kind of, like, McBusted came about so randomly and so unplanned. We're kind of going forward in that kind of spirit, but like this Hyde Park is the last show we have booked. Yep. We don't have any more McBusted shows planned for the future yet. So we're just kind of, who knows what's going to happen. You know, we're writing songs and stuff together, and we love being at Busted, and we genuinely get excited about the idea of having an album and doing more touring, but it's all, it's like, who knows?
Yeah.
It's like we've stopped off at the best service station ever on our road, on the McFly Road.